There is something about the holidays, says University Presbyterian minister Bob Dunham, that stirs memories and longing for home. Even if the memories are better in memory than they were in reality, he says. And he explained that student homesickness around here is not just about freshmen. Longing for home affects everybody. There is an aching for family now separated and for particular places in memory. Dunham told how minister and author Frederick Buechner remembered when another minister asked in a sermon, "Are you going home for Christmas?" The question, he said, brought tears to Buechner's eyes, and such memories more often than not take me back to my family meals when I was growing up, and I start to smell my grandmother's Sally Lunn rolls and taste my mom's tomato aspic and remember the fried chicken and ham and shepherd's pie. And then around the table there was always talk about the sermon or politics or special family challenges, and sometimes there would be the gentle teasing of each other. These kinds of memories also stir Raleigh writer Bridget Lacy, who's the author of Sunday Dinner, which is a Save of the South cookbook from a series from UNC Press. In her introduction to the book, she remembers summertime Sunday dinners at her grandparents' house, sitting down with all the parents, aunts, uncles, siblings, cousins, to a meal of fried chicken, potato salad, green beans, and yeast rolls. She continues on, cold winter afternoons, Sunday dinner meant generous portions of perfectly seasoned pot roast with mashed potatoes and carrots. Well, these are the kind of memories that fuel our longing for home. But, writes Lacy, many of us who grew up eating Sunday dinner surrounded by family now eat dinner alone. And Lacy lives alone, far away from her surviving family. So how does she celebrate Sunday dinner today? Well, she recreates her Sunday dinner family. She has turned her African-American Classics Book Club into a monthly potluck get-together, with the host providing the, quote, standards Sunday dinner staples. And also she encourages singles to invite others to make food together and bring parts of the meal to share. She says it's a chance to connect with others and nourish the body and soul. The Sunday meal should remind us of our personal relationships with food and the people we love. Lacy helps by sharing about 50 simple recipes from her family and friends, including Grandma's fried chicken, Mama's meaty crab cakes, Papa's picnic ham with Jack Daniels and cloves, short ribs, pork chops, and on and on. And side dishes like slow cooker mac and cheese, Esther's summer potato salad, corn pudding, classic buttery mashed potatoes, on and on, and a variety of breads and desserts, including Papa's Nilla wafer brown pound cake and cobblers and so forth. Now, by the way, Nilla wafer brown describes the desired color of the crust of the pound cake. No actual vanilla wafers are required. Well, of course, Lacy's homage to old-time Sunday dinners feeds our longing for family and the meals we shared together. But she includes a wonderful anecdote, especially good at holiday times like these. She says, "Gather your friends together and feed each other like family." This is D.G. Martin.